Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our Alan Shar Talk. Alan, a shift on the Khashoggi killing. President Trump now changing the tone, edging closer to acknowledging the Saudi role.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about this president is he has interesting relationships, and I use the word interesting to connote something far darker, with both the Russians and with the Saudis. In both cases, we have heard that money may play a significant role in the way in which he deals with those two groups. He bragged on the television during the campaign that he's got lots of money from the Saudis. Now he says it's not so. Well, he's told so many lies that the Washington Post has been able to add up over 4,000 of those lies directly. So now he just changes it. First it was innocent until proven guilty. This from a guy who says, take him out of the rally in the beginning. Remember that, David? And said, beat him up.
Sure.
Innocent until proven guilty when he's somebody that you want protected. Of course, he's right. People should be innocent until proven guilty. But there's an awful lot of material here that indicates that there's real trouble, that they brought him into the embassy, that they beat him up, cut him, his body into parts while alive, that he tortured him. What's interesting is that the Republicans like Lindsey Graham, who said, oh, there'll be hell to pay if it turns out, not so much anymore. Their voices seem to be on a sliding scale, decreasing all the time. And so what we have now is a president who is taking a look at public opinion in the United States on this thing. There's nobody who can't relate to being tortured. And now we keep hearing that his friend, the crown prince, who Pompeo went and met with the king and the crown prince and shook hands and had a happy face on all during this thing. David, this is really, really bad. And he knows it. He knows public opinion is really running against them. And now he says, well, I suppose it happened. What are they going to do? The problem with people who you rely on, like the Saudis and the Russians, is you don't have what you think you have in order to make them come around. On the contrary, they got you.
And where will this thing go? We see already moves after a picture was released of one of the crown prince's aides walking into the consulate in Turkey that they might lay at the feet of a scapegoat, let's say.
Yeah, that's what people are saying now, that somebody will get arrested. As I've often said, one of my favorite books is Shogun, where the emperor, basically Shogun,
right,
needs to get out of it. And he says to his kid, kill yourself, you're inconvenient. Somebody's going to be inconvenient for them, and they'll do what they need to do. And Trump will probably go on the television and say, look, this is all cleared up now. However, this is one of the great roles of the enemies of the people, the journalists, who now go out and take pictures of the hit squad that was there to do the dirty work, and they put it all over the place. And guess who's standing with them? It's the crown prince himself. So this is why we need journalists, and we need good journalists.
And a reminder to check out the Media Project this weekend when you discuss this issue. The president out at another rally, big takeaway, another slam against reporters. The idea that the candidate who he rallied for was a man who had body slammed a reporter. Trump's response, that's my kind of guy.
Yeah, because Trump knows who his target audience is, as you've indicated and as I've indicated so many times. He knows that the people who like violence and who are both misogynist quite often with women and who are, mean. And, you know, David, the whole thing reminds me of, I've said it from the very beginning, 1938, Hitler, the brown shirts, how he appealed to that particular crowd and how he ran it all the way through the Second World War, ending in his shooting his brains out. It is frightening that the totalitarian stuff we are seeing now, and this appeal to the crowd. He talks about mobs. Now he's appealing to the mob, and we all know it. If there's ever a time to vote, if there's ever a time to speak out and to have courage, you do it. You should see some of my mail. But you know what? There is right and there is wrong, and you just do what you have to do.
You've often talked about the upstate-downstate divide in New York. We've even heard proposals for seceding from New York City. And now this new poll from Quinnipiac shows there's a divide between the governor, the Democratic governor, who's heavily favored in New York City over Republican Mark Molinaro, and trailing Molinaro, the Dutchess County executive, among upstate voters.
Yeah, the upstate folks don't like Cuomo too much. And he, to his credit, as a politician, maybe not to as a human being, but to his credit as a politician, he's done everything he could possibly do to try to figure out how to help people upstate, at least visually. But they don't like him. And when I say try to help them, I'm talking about things like, you know, giving out massive amounts of money. People have to compete for it. In upstate, they just don't like him.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Again, a big thank you to the WAMC family for getting us through another fun drive. Now, Alan, you should get plenty of rest, and we'll be back on Monday.
David, you're too kind. Thank you, and thank you, everybody, for everything you've done.